Well, the aha was really provided by the clients. See, I had these questions that I was going out and asking these people. So I said, well, look, what I want you to do is tell me how important this was. And I had a whole list of processes of change. And people were confused. And they said, well, I don't know. You mean before I came into treatment? You mean now? Because I got everybody who had quit for 2 weeks. I was trying to get them early in action and see what processes they were using to predict whether they would relapse or not. But when I got them and start talking to them early in action, they said, well, no, how important was this? Well, it was important before I came in to kind of ask for treatment. It was important during the treatment. It's important now. And some of the things were differentially important. So then I said, well, you can't really ask. There's a time dimension here. And it was really interesting because what was happening is I was reading the smoking literature. There was somebody who kind of had talked about a contemplation phase for smokers and an action phase and a maintenance phase. So he had already kind of talked about those three phases. And I'm going, well, that may be really what's going on. There may be. So we talked about, and then we got into the pre-contemplation phase. So it was really driven by the insight of the people trying to answer the questions that I was posing, that there are pieces of this. And I had done a lot of work with what was called then subjective expected utility. I was trying to kind of look at that, which was really decision-making. It was people will change when the utility is great enough for them. So it sounds like decisional balance and some other stuff. Marlott had just written his stuff that talked about relapse and maintenance. And maintenance was a whole different deal than just taking action. And you had to watch about relapse prevention and whatever. So the zeitgeist around me and Jim at that time was to think about, well, wait a minute, there are different tasks, there's different pieces of this puzzle if you're going to do it. Maintenance is different than action, and that's different than contemplation, and that's different than something else. So that really provoked the original kind of aha moment that said, we have something here. And then it was kind of, well, how many of these can you think about, and what should we do? So the first model only had pre-contemplation, contemplation, action, and maintenance. Because we thought, okay, well, those are some, you know, those are four that you could actually substantiate right then. We always thought there was a decision-making phase, but we couldn't isolate it. So that's really how it got started, and then it kind of shaped as we kind of went along. And, you know, that was the initial insight anyway.